Welcome to Dr. K's unofficial ER podcast. I'll start off this podcast with announcing some November birthdays. Actually, there's only one, and that's on November 20th. Ming-Na celebrates her birthday, so happy birthday to Ming-Na. And finally, I do have some happy news. Kelly Martin finally has given birth. Kelly Martin and her husband Keith Christian welcomed their first child, a daughter, on Saturday at 12:21 p.m. Margaret Heather weighed in at 8 pounds even and was 21 inches long. Kelly and Keith are calling her Maggie, and both are doing very well, says a rep. Maggie arrived almost 2 weeks past her due date. Incredible. And the middle name is in honor of Kelly's sister, who died of lupus in 1998. So we just wanted to congratulate Kelly and her husband. I know I have been waiting for the past month for her to pop, and I'm sure Kelly was as well. There's not much other real ER news except that ER is on the cover of this week's TV guide, so grab it. I wasn't gonna do a podcast this week as I first started watching the episode because I wasn't really enjoying it. It was kind of stupid. But then, like, the last 15 minutes of the show turned out to be great. So let me just start with the Luca stuff. So Luca is found innocent. I was kind of expecting that because ER has the history of making all doctors innocent. But I was happy. And at the end of the episode, Ames comes into the ER and confronts Luca about his victory and everything. And let me tell you, Forrest Whitaker is an amazing actor. I know I've said it before, but I'll continue to say it. Because apparently, there's a story arc involving them. So Ames comes into the ER and is screaming at Luca. And Luca's standing there like, I did what I had to do, blah, 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 blah. And so we see previews, and Ames gets close to Abby and Joe, so that will be interesting. We have a new nurse. I can't remember what her name is. Maria. I can't remember. But she's from New Orleans, so that should be fun. I always love nurses there. Mini Romano. I don't know his name, but he will always be Mini Romano. I don't like him. No one can replace Robert, but Mini Romano is such an asshole, but hey, I guess Robert was too. I kind of did enjoy that whole broken heart syndrome. I know it does happen, but it was nice to see ER touch upon it. So, let's see, Morris was doing a TV show, documentary, whatever it was. And him singing and getting makeup done was awesome. I love Archie, and I hope we get to see more of him other than some kid's daddy, look at me, look at me. I want a storyline with him, like a serious storyline, because Scott is a great actor, but we're just not seeing his other acting ability. I think the funniest part of the episode, well, there's a couple, but one of Morris was calling Dr. Weaver Dr. Judas, and that was great. So, the Tony thing, we did learn some more interesting facts about Tony, and so Tony's dyslexic, which makes complete sense because he never writes anything down, he doesn't keep charts and everything, but, the major thing we learn is that Gates and that woman is not married or is not together. Gates and that little girl have a relationship, but it's not the one I thought it was. So it turns out Gates was in the army or whatever it was. I don't know what war it was. I assume it was Desert Storm since all the doctors seem to be from Desert Storm except Michael. considering Tony's age and the age of the little girl, I'll venture to guess and say it's Desert Storm, but whatever. So, Gates and his best friend, or his brother, but I'm going to say best friend for right now, they are enlisted in the army and fight, and his best friend is killed in action, I assume. So, Gates moves in with his best friend's wife and daughter and takes care of them. So, basically, you know, this is all assumption, really. Gates promises to take care of the guy's family, and he does. So he steps up. I guess we'll get some more clarification of that later. And then the last thing I really want to talk about is the girls' night out. That was really fun. Hope is so out of place there, but yet it's great. I can't even remember who said it. Sam, about how Morris wants a little god in his life. Just referring to, he wants to bang Hope. But Neela tells Abby that she dreams about Gates, and Abby tells Neela to move on. And the best line of the movie, of the show, was when Neela was talking about her dream, how she was intubating. I was in hysterics laughing. Oh my god. I mean, only doctors would really find that, would really dream in that kind of way, I guess. But, that's really all I wanted to talk about this episode. It was a good one, but, you know, again, I work late on Thursday nights now, so it's kind of hard getting there in the first 5 minutes. But, this week's episode is called Jigsaw, and it actually looks really fun for us gore-obsessed people. A belligerent young man with the flu who turns out to be more than he seems to be presents a challenge to Morris and Sam when he refuses treatment. Luca and Abby's child care emergency means bouncing baby care with patient care in the ER until a nanny can be found, but the candidates proved less than satisfactory. Later, Abby's chance encounter with Curtis Ames leaves Luca uneasy. Neela works with a transplant patient, waiting anxiously for a heart. So it looks interesting, and this whole Forest Whitaker thing looks like it's going to be type like a Fatal Attraction, without it being Fatal Attraction type thing. It should be interesting, and any Forest I'm happy with, really. So, until next week.